Well, today is March 1st, which means not only that spring is on the way and it's Jack's birthday, but also that we just completed the Northern Community Radio Reading Challenge. Tammy Bobrowski produces What We're Reading and is our staff librarian. She's been leading the Brigade of Readers and joins us now.
Good morning.
Good morning. So how did things turn out? What were your expectations and how were they met?
I really didn't know what to expect. I thought maybe, you know, a few people would jump in. We have a pretty active community of readers anyway, so I thought, you know, they would be a natural participants in this. But I'm really super pleased about the results with this. I'll just dive in.
Oh, go.
We had over 70 people taking part overall, which was super. And over 308 books have been read. And of those, 330 plus individual reads. So that accounts for the same book being read by several people.
Mm.
So over 70 people and over 300 books
that's
have
awesome.
Been read that we know of.
Right, that's all that we know of. That's really interesting. Yep. What do you think people were inspired by with this challenge? What do you think made the difference?
Well, I think that February is that month. Again, we mentioned before how it's not quite spring yet, and the holidays were over. So it's a nice month to do something indoors, especially if the weather's bad. But also that idea of taking on a challenge, it kind of makes it like a game. It's a little bit competitive, but also reading is just so good for you that I think people inherently wanted to take part in that.
Yeah. Was there a flurry of reporting right at the end?
There was, but a lot of people were really good about posting as they went.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually made it really interesting because those books were really good suggestions for other people to add onto their lists as they went through the month. So it worked out really great both ways. And then we will have the gigantic master list ready to post later today.
Oh, fun. Mm-hmm. That'll be great.
Well, tell us about some of the books. What kind of things did people read?
I think by far the most popular genre with this group is mysteries, thrillers, suspense novels, it seems. And I think maybe because those are generally really interesting books, fast, but also fast reads because you can't really put them down.
Entertaining.
So I think that that's a big part of the type of books that were read. But there was a really good variety. We had a lot of children's books. So just a minute to talk about the children's books. They're really short, so a lot of people were thinking, how can that really count towards this? But they're very entertaining, and also a lot of people were reading them with their kids, so their children were taking part in this. So I thought that that was a really great way of incorporating that into the reading challenge. So a lot of children's books.
When you say children's books, do you mean the whole range from picture books to young adult, or are you stopping somewhere along the way there?
For the read-along stuff, mostly the picture book and children's, maybe some shorter chapter books.
Mm-hmm.
The young adult books, probably not so much in there, but there were definitely a lot of those being read by adults, which is pretty much the norm with young adult books. There were also quite a bit of classics, which was kind of interesting to see. George Orwell's 1984, Sinclair Lewis, some Hemingway and Virginia Woolf in there.
Mm.
But for the most part, they were more current contemporary literature and a lot of nonfiction too.
What did you read?
I read about 5 books, and the one that I liked particularly was Alex George's his new book, Setting Free the Kites, and that is kind of a coming-of-age story in the 1970s in Maine. Kind of takes place in an amusement park, which I thought was an interesting setting. I especially like this because I got to talk to interview the author last week for an upcoming What We're Reading, and having that author's perspective really enhances that book experience, I think.
Wow.
So that was probably my favorite read.
What was the name of it again?
Setting Free the Kites.
By?
Alex George.
Nice. Interesting.
Where is he from?
He's originally from England, which is interesting for him to be writing an American coming-of-age novel, and we kind of talked about that in the interview. But he lives in Missouri now.
Oh. We're talking about the Real Good Words or the What We're Reading book challenge, both actually, for Northern Community Radio with Tammy Bobrowski, and she is our host for What We're Reading. And where will people be able to find the list of books?
So we will post a kind of a master list of all the titles. We'll do that on the What We're Reading Facebook page. We'll also find a way of putting that on the KAXE.org website. But I was able to use Goodreads, which is a kind of a really nice online book review, book list resource. I was able to go in there and add all those titles that we read into Goodreads, and it creates like a cover collage. Mm. So it's just a very beautiful graphical display of the books, and we'll make that available too. And I think the good thing about that is, though we'd like to say that you can't judge a book by its cover, we kind of do.
We always
that's
do.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. So that will be available just for people to kind of browse through, feast their eyes on the color and the covers.
Nice.
But the list will be available in a couple different ways, and we'll put links to the Goodreads collage on our website as well.
Now, you said that some books were read more than once, and that, you know, by somebody posting online, they inspired other people to read the books. Were there specific books that had more reads?
Yeah, I have a list of the top reads. So far, the most read book was Wild by Cheryl Strayed, and that's that memoir about the...
There's a movie.
Yes,
yeah.
Her 1,100 mile hike in the Pacific Crest, on the Pacific Crest Trail. Four people read that one. So that was the most. Alan Eskin's The Life We Bury. He is a Minnesota author. Three people read that book. And Hillbilly Elegy by J.D. Vance. That's a new memoir about growing up in the Appalachian white working class, and that had three reads as well. Also at three is the book by Tracy Chevalier, At the Edge of the Orchard, but that was actually a book club book, so people were including that in with their list.
Yeah. Wow.
Were there any surprises as you were seeing these books? Did you have any surprises along the way of books that, like you said, I was surprised when you said how many classics were read. That'd be one example for me. Were there any for that you thought of as you were reading or watching the posts?
It was as varied as I would hope it would be. It's just different genres. There were some cookbooks in there and some bestsellers and some very unique, off-the-beaten-path kind of books, mm-hmm. Independent books you might not have come across. I do want to say that I'm really, really... I just need to congratulate our superstar readers and Randy from Grand Rapids. He came in at 19 books.
Wow.
Yeah. So that that was really great to see. Tracy, who is a librarian in Grand Rapids, she went through 30 kids' books. That I think that's part of her job, but also that was, you know, something nice. We can add to that. And we heard from Jamie from Alexandria. She read 14 books, which is very, very admirable. And I'm really... kind of charmed by the Watkins family. I'm not quite sure where they're from, but their whole family took part in this, and they read 23 books.
Oh, my goodness.
So from the husband to the wife and then the kids, too, they all took part. Really great to see those numbers coming out of that.
Is it too late for people to add their book to the list if they finished up in February but haven't let us know yet?
Yeah, if I get that information from either from comments at KAXE.org, you can email it in, or join the What We're Reading Facebook page. I will add whatever I get maybe in the next couple days, just those numbers that come in a little bit late. And we can keep adding to this. The Goodreads page, we can... keep adding the books that people recommend onto that, and that's just something we can keep going back to. And again, that's going to provide a really nice graphical depiction of all the books that we've been reading.
What about the future? This was pretty successful, I would say. And do you have a plan to challenge us again, another book throwdown?
I think that's definitely a possibility. There are a lot of people commenting on the What We're Reading page about when can we do this again. So I think there's the interest in it, and so I think we can look at when to do that again, and maybe in the summer. There's a lot of different
summer reading is different, isn't it?
From
February reading. Maybe not. Maybe we'll have those.
It's
same
a little
books.
Bit different. I think maybe the reading the choice might be a little more leisurely. I'm just guessing, but maybe not. And I think though we're pretty safe guessing that with this particular community of readers, they're gonna be reading a lot on their own. So that's encouraging too.
Yeah. Well, keep it up, everybody. And it was a very fun thing to see all those books coming in and being posted on our Facebook page. You can join that page by going to Facebook. It's the What We're Reading page. And you can just search that and be part of that community of readers. And I love going to that page and getting inspired to read a book or have somebody say, you know, this is really one of my very favorite books, and get that book. And usually it's really good. It's so hard to figure out how to pick out a book. And, right. you know,
it's also really nice to go there and see that somebody has read one of your favorite books. And then mm-hmm. the two of you can now talk about this book that is a favorite of yours. So it's been a great resource for recommendations, but also just really good discussions.
All right. Tammy Bobrowski, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
And you can find out more on the What We're Reading Facebook page, and you can send your book report, I guess. You don't have to outline the book or anything. But you
I
can,
don't want a paper.
No. Tammy doesn't want a paper. But let us know what you read in the month of February. You can send that to comments at kaxe.org.